Okay, hello and welcome to the Deep Dive, the place where we really drill down into the source material.
That's us.
And today we're doing a deep dive that's, well, it's specifically crafted for you if you're an ACC student working towards the financial reporting exam, the FR exam.
Yep, think of it as focused revision.
Exactly, focused revision, zeroing in on one really crucial area. Chapter 14.
Leases. We've got the official ACCA FR syllabus and study guide, the latest one, September 2025 to June 2026. And we've also got that visual overview for Chapter 14 itself, handy little guide.
It is. And our mission today, simple, cut through all the noise, extract the absolute must-know points from these specific ACCA sources. We want to help you really get to grips with Chapter 14, leases.
Focusing on the core concepts, particularly from the lessee side.
Precisely. What the exam actually expects you to be able to do, and, well, why getting leases right really matters for FR.
Yeah, because looking at the sources, it's clear this isn't just theory. There's a fair bit of, you know, practical application needed. You need to be ready for that.
Absolutely. You really do. So let's unpack this. Chapter 14, revision. Looking at that visual overview first, it gets straight to the point, doesn't it? Objective right at the top.
It does. To describe accounting for leases from the viewpoint of the lessee.
Crystal clear. Our focus today is purely on the lessee, the company using the asset.
Exactly. And the intro bit on that overview mentions lease v. buy and scope, foundational ideas.
Right. Understanding sort of the economics, why lease instead of buy. Now, the scope details aren't laid out right here in these specific bits we have, but that basic comparison is the starting block.
It sets the scene before you get into the accounting mechanics. You need to know what kind of arrangement you're dealing with.
Okay, so once you've got that foundation, the visual overview then points to the lease contract section. It highlights definition, contracts containing a lease, and lease term.
And these are critical first steps. Before you even think about the numbers, you've got to identify, is this contract or part of this contract actually a lease under IFRS 16?
Yeah, because sometimes it's hidden within a bigger service agreement, maybe.
Exactly. It's not always labeled lease agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So identifying it is step one. Then step two is nailing down the lease term. How long does this lease actually run for? Because that length is fundamental.
It impacts everything that follows. Calculation-wise.
Everything. Get the term wrong, your numbers will be wrong. So identify the lease, determine the term, that's your foundation.
Okay, foundation laid. Then we get to the main event, the core accounting. The visual overview calls this the lessee accounting model.
And this is really where you need to connect it directly to the ACCA study guide. Section B, accounting for transactions.
Right, B6 specifically is leasing.
And outcome B6A in that study guide tells you exactly what you need to master. It says, account for right-of-use assets and lease liabilities in the records of the lessee.
Account for. That's the key phrase, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's an action verb. It means you need to be able to do the accounting, calculate the initial values for this right-of-use asset, and the corresponding lease liability.
So put them on the balance sheet at the start.
Yes. And then, crucially, handle the subsequent accounting. Things like depreciating the right-of-use asset over time.
Makes sense. It's an asset.
And dealing with the lease liability, calculating the interest expense each period, recording the lease payments, and showing how the liability reduces. It's about the debits and credits, the calculations.
Okay, so the core model. Recognize an asset, the right-of-use asset, and a liability, the lease liability. But hang on, the visual overview also mentions a recognition exemption.
Ah, yes, good spot. And that links straight to study guide outcome B6B.
What does that one say?
B6D is. Explain the exemption from the recognition criteria for leases in the records of the lessee.
Explain. So understand it conceptually.
Exactly. You need to know the main model, but you also need to grasp that there are specific situations where you might not have to apply that full model.
Like maybe for very short leases or low value items.
Precisely those kinds of things. Now, these sources don't spell out the exact roles for the exemption. You'd get that from your main study text or IFRS 16 itself. But the study guide tells you, via B6B, that you need to be able to explain why this exemption exists, the rationale behind it, and when it can be applied.
So it's a decision point. Mm-hmm. Do I apply the main ROU asset lease liability model, or does an exemption apply here?
Yes. And you need to be able to justify that decision based on the principles. Understanding the exemption is definitely examinable.
Okay, got it. Main model. ROU set, lease liability. But watch out for exemptions and be ready to explain them. Now, the visual overview also has this separate bit on sale and leaseback. That sounds like a specific type of deal.
It is. It's where a company sells an asset it already owns, maybe a building or some equipment, and then immediately leases that same asset back from the company it just sold it to.
Okay. Why do they do that? Release cash, maybe.
Often, yeah. It's a financing technique. The visual overview puts this under a transactions heading and hints at different possibilities, like whether the initial transfer actually counts as a sale under IFRS 15 revenue rules.
Right. It mentions transfer as a sale or transfer is not a sale. Seems complex.
It can be. But again, look at the study guide. Outcome B6C gives you specific focus for the FR exam.
Okay, what's the focus in B6C?
It says account for sale and leaseback transactions where sales proceeds are equal to fair value.
Okay, so that narrows it down quite a bit for FR. You don't need to worry about all the complex variations where the sale price is different from the fair value.
Not according to outcome B6C. For this exam level, your focus is squarely on mastering the accounting for that specific scenario. Sale proceeds, fair value.
That's actually really helpful. It tells you exactly what calculation practice to prioritize for sale and leaseback.
It really does. The study guide is invaluable for pinpointing the examinable scope. You still need to understand the mechanics, how you account for the sale part, and then how you account for the leaseback part under the normal lessee model, but only for that fair value case.
Right. Still needs careful handling, but it's a defined scenario.
Definitely.
Okay. And then finally, the visual overview finishes up with presentation and disclosure. Just those two words listed.
Yeah, it's brief on the overview. And interestingly, section B6 in the study guide, the leasing section, doesn't have a specific outcome listed just for presentation and disclosure of leases.
So does that mean it's not important?
Not at all. It's definitely important. That block is on the overview for a reason. It's a reminder that lease accounting doesn't happen in a vacuum.
It feeds into the main financial statements.
Exactly. When you're preparing a statement of financial position or a statement of profit or loss in the exam, which falls under other syllabus areas, like Section D, you need to present these right-of-use assets and lease liabilities correctly.
Where they go, how they're classified.
Yes. And while B6 doesn't mandate specific notes disclosure points for FR, the principle of clear presentation is always crucial in financial reporting. It's part of the bigger picture.
Makes sense. Leases are just one component you need to integrate correctly when you're asked to prepare financial statements or extracts.
Yeah.
Okay, so that covers the content from the overview and study guide outcomes, B6A, B, and C. But what about the how? How is this stuff actually tested?
Right. Critical question for revision. This is where you need to look at those other parts of the study, guide the bits on intellectual levels, and the approach to examining the syllabus.
I noticed those little numbers next to the outcomes in the detailed guide. B6A, B, and C all have a 2 next to them.
Yep. And that 2 means intellectual level 2.
Level 2. That's application and analysis, isn't it?
Precisely. And this is absolutely key for leases. Level 1 would be just recalling facts, defining terms. Level 2 means you have to apply the rules and analyze situations.
So it's not enough to just say a right-of-use asset is depreciated.
No. You need to be given some numbers, cost, useful life, lease term, and actually calculate the depreciation charge for the year. Apply the rules.
And for the liability.
Same thing. You'll need to use the interest rate to calculate the finance cost for the period, figure out how much of the payment reduces the liability principal, apply the effective interest method.
Analyze a scenario for the exemption.
Yes. Decide if it applies based on the facts given and explain why using the principles. And for sale and leaseback.
Apply the accounting steps for that specific fair value case. Calculate the gain loss on disposal. Set up the ROU asset and liability correctly.
Exactly. It's all about putting the IFRS 16 principles into practice in different scenarios. Application and analysis.
So pure memorization won't cut it. You need calculation practice and scenario-based question practice.
Absolutely essential for level 2 topics like this. And the study guide also gives clues about where in the exam these questions might appear.
Okay.
They can show up anywhere, really. Section A, those are the 2-mark objective test questions, could easily be a quick lease calculation or concept check.
Right. Section B, the objective test case questions, 5 questions linked to a scenario, each worth 2 marks. A lease issue could definitely be woven into one of those scenarios.
And Section C, the big ones.
Yes, Section C, the constructed response questions, worth 20 marks each. Leases are prime candidates to be included here, often alongside other standards.
So you might get a question asking you to prepare, say, extracts of the financial statements, and you'd have to deal with a new lease taken out during the year, maybe alongside property revaluations or provisions, or something else entirely.
Exactly. Testing your ability to integrate different accounting standards, which is very Section C. And remember, for Section C, you'll be using the computer-based exam, the CBE tools.
Ah, the spreadsheet and the word processor.
Yes. The guide emphasizes you'll use these tools to construct your answer, just like in a real finance job, performing calculations in the spreadsheet, writing explanations in the word processor.
So being comfortable with those CBE tools is part of demonstrating that level 2 application skill for Section C. It really is. It's testing the practical skill, not just the knowledge in isolation.
Okay. Good point. And one final thing, context. You mentioned FR builds on FA.
Yes, the study guide introduction and that relational diagram make it clear. Solid financial accounting basics are assumed knowledge. And mastering leases here in FR, well, it's vital groundwork for the strategic business reporting exam later on. SBR gets much more complex.
So getting it right now pays off down the line.
Definitely. It's all part of the progression.
Okay, so let's quickly recap the key takeaways for revising Chapter 14 leases based purely on these ACCA sources. First, know how to identify a lease contract and its term.
Crucial first step. Then, master the core lessee accounting model outcome B6A. That means accounting for the right-of-use asset and the lease liability, both initially and subsequently.
Don't forget the recognition exemption outcome B6B. You need to be able to explain it, why it exists, when it applies.
And for sale and leaseback, focus your detailed accounting practice on the specific case outlined in D6C, where the sales proceeds equal the fair value.
And underpinning all of this is that intellectual level 2 requirement.
Application and analysis. Do the calculations, apply the rules, analyze the scenarios. Be ready for questions in sections A, B, or C using those CBE tools.
It's a detailed area, no doubt, but focusing on what these official sources highlight really helps channel your revision.
Absolutely. Use them as your guide.
Right. So as you're practicing these calculations and scenarios, here's something to mull over, a final thought. How does bringing leases onto the balance sheet with this ROU asset and liability model compared to the old ways where operating leases were often kept off balance sheet fundamentally change how we see a company's financial position and performance?
Yeah. What does that visibility mean for someone trying to understand the company's real commitments and assets?
Exactly. What does it reveal about the economic reality? Something to think about.
Good food for thought.
Okay, that wraps up our deep dive into ACCA FR Chapter 14, based on the syllabus, study guide, and chapter overview. We really hope this focused look helps you nail your revision.
Good luck with your studies.